Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello, humans. This is God. Today on the God Pod, Jesus goes to a gender reveal party. And I'm also here with Moses and the Holy Spirit. What's up, gang?
What's up?
Hello, what's up?
Welcome back, Holy Spirit. Oh, hey, Jesus. Where are you right now, Jesus?
I'm at a gender reveal party in Louisiana.
Are they wearing masks?
Louisiana.
No masks, believe it or not.
No masks.
Wow. Wow.
Actually, okay. I very much believe it. I'm not surprised.
Not a good start. Start for them.
Yeah, and so the reason that we sent you to a gender reveal party is it's sort of been in the news this week.
Yeah.
And it's a very sad thing. There was a father-to-be who passed away from an explosion at a gender reveal party.
Yeah, he was making the device for his wife and for the party.
That's really sad, and it breaks my heart. And
that sucks. So the gender of the baby is murderer.
Oh, Holy Spirit, no!
Welcome back, Holy Spirit.
That's so anyway, it's on fire. It's a very sad thing. So how are we going to deal with it? On the inside, we're very sad, but we also have to deal with use dark humor.
Yeah. It's important to get someone out there like Jesus to go out there and kind of see for himself to report back to us. Like, what exactly are they doing?
I think we should pass a commandment banning gender reveal parties. Don't you think, Jesus?
Jesus had the first gender reveal party. You had the first one.
Yeah, but we didn't do an explosive device for it.
No, he sent an angel down. God sent an angel. That's extra.
Did they make clear that it was going to be a boy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. The angel with 1,000 eyes was like, and it's going to have a penis.
16-year-old. Yeah. You are the last person that needs to be talking about gender reveal.
People are like, I want that.
Right.
People just keep creating parties and celebrations, and then they're like, you got to keep up with the neighbors. They're doing it.
I want to make a post on Instagram with the big reveal. I want the likes. It's cool to do.
Right, right, because everybody wants the likes.
Yeah,
so let's blame this on social media. Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, gender reveal parties. Why are they necessary? Why? You already have, like, a baby shower.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're also going to have a gender reveal party?
People looking for any reason to celebrate something. Any reason. It's like, for a long while, I think it was fairly recently when they started these gender reveal parties.
Yeah.
It's like one thing, it started out really slow, actually, where people were like going to the baby showers. And that's where the mothers would say, okay, here we go. Here's the big reveal. It's going to be a boy. And people would be like, oh, great. Then it went a step further. Like some, idiot went, you know what? Let's blow something up when we announce it.
Yeah, exactly. It keeps going to further and further lengths to impress people on social media.
It started with like a cake with either blue or pink M&Ms inside, and it's turned into explosive devices, perfect for Instagram.
it's just your heart weeps.
Here's why I feel bad for the child that no longer has a father. That child's going to grow up knowing that this could have been prevented if his father wasn't such an idiot.
Yeah.
Come on.
Damn.
I mean, nobody wants anyone to die, but come on. You put yourself in danger.
Forgive
you put
them. They know not what they do.
I mean, the thing is, like, the kids at school are going to be like, how did your dad die? And he's going to have to be like, well,
revealing my gender.
They wanted to tell everybody I had a dick.
Yeah. If I were that child, I might feel guilty growing up. Like, because in a way.
Yeah. Yeah,
he wasn't responsible, of course. He or she, the child, wasn't responsible. But in a way, you kind of are.
It's like when your mom dies in childbirth or something.
Hopefully this leads to fewer gender reveal parties because they're dangerous.
It won't.
Wow, this got dark really quick. Who chose this story for the day? This is pretty dark.
Good job, Moses. I just think that, you know, it's also a little bit soon to be imposing roles on the baby, isn't it?
Yes, let them decide.
Jesus, you're at this gender reveal party right now.
Yes. Well,
how's it going there?
Very jolly.
Has anyone died yet?
No, nobody's died. Very jolly. Lots of upbeat music. Lots of Katy Perry. Lots of moms here.
Katy Perry.
Blue and pink. Everything.
Where is the party exactly?
We're at a chemical plant. Because,
a chemical plant?
Yes.
Okay, that's not good.
Jesus, get out of there.
This sounds like the plot
for Batman.
It's okay because the parents work here. They know what they're doing. It's going to
okay,
be fine.
See, no, that's...
Oh, they work there.
It's one thing. It's like, let's go in the forest. That's where it's safe. No one's going to get hurt. They start a forest fire. Mm-hmm. You're around chemicals. I just... That makes me a little nervous.
So what are they going to do? They have a big vat of chemicals and, like, they'll reveal it. And if it's blue, it's a boy. If it's pink, it's a girl. That type of thing.
Right, yeah, what? Exactly. Exactly. It looks...
Man, I hope nobody's smoking near that.
No. There's no smoking allowed.
Okay.
It kind of looks like the devices I saw Walt make in Breaking Bad when he wants to kill his enemies.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Okay. So I think it'll be pretty explosive. But they said they're going to, you know, we're going to keep everybody away from the device when it's time to reveal the gender.
Okay.
Right. These are people who aren't wearing masks. So,
correct.
You know, I would worry about them saying, hey, everything's going to be fine.
Well, Jesus. I don't know. They seem very likable and friendly. I think they're very excited that I'm here, likeable. Too, by the way.
Is there a safety inspector there? Jesus.
I don't see anyone. No. No safety inspector. Mm-mm.
All right. Well, can you go in and talk to some of the people and can you just tell them, just give a sermon, like, in front of the chemical plant and just tell them to stop their gender reveal party and go home because that sounds very dangerous. Also to wear masks.
I have told them about the recent headlines and they're not having it. They're talking about how since they work in this chemical lab, they're scientists themselves, everything's going to be fine. There's not going to be an issue. And I believe them. It looks like it's time for the big reveal. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting.
Oh boy.
They're turning down the lights. Everybody's gathering. I'm going to get a little closer.
Oh my God, it's inside? It's inside the chemical plant?
I mean, I'm excited to know. Is it a boy or a girl? I mean, I get the appeal now.
It's inside. Okay. All right. Oh my God. Okay. Countdown. Three, two,
one.
No.
Jesus! No!
Oh my God. They killed Jesus.
You bastards!
So is it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. That's the real drama of it all, isn't it? I think Jesus got blown up, though.
Yeah, but was the explosion in blue or pink?
Wow. What was
hey,
that?
Guys.
Oh, Jesus, what's up?
Hey,
I'm
here.
Wow.
I'm up in heaven.
Welcome
now.
Welcome back
Whoa.
To heaven. Oh, I don't know why I was so worried. Like, exactly. Where are you going to go?
Like a boomerang.
Jesus, I'm so happy that you're okay. Was that painful?
Yeah, it was very painful. My face blew off.
Oh, wow.
I'm afraid a lot of people may have passed at that party.
Yeah. But we have a question for you. Was the explosion pink or blue?
I didn't even see it. All I saw were flames.
Fuck!
And black dust.
All right. Well, damn.
Okay.
Gender reveal parties, you know? What a blast.
Well, here's the thing, though. They're no longer around, so I guess it doesn't matter if it's blue or pink.
Oh, fuck.
Wow, that's dark. But
you're right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's true. When will these people learn already? Wow.
They won't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they weren't wearing masks anyway, so. let's talk about some more goddamn news. Welcome back, Jesus.
So Elon Musk lost $30 billion overnight. As Tesla stock and Bitcoin crater.
And Jeff Bezos became the richest person again.
So wasn't it just recently that Elon went to number one and then all of a sudden
Yeah, but he
happened?
Did, you don't understand, he did a dumb tweet. He did a tweet and lost, I guess it's $30 billion. I thought it was 15,
oof.
But it became 30, yeah, and sent the markets tumbling because he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah, he said like Bitcoin is overvalued. But Tesla had just invested in Bitcoin, so that was weird.
Wow. Wow.
It's amazing. He's like the world's richest, second richest man, and he's dumb as hell.
That's the thing. He's like, now he's like worth $183 billion, and Bezos is $186 billion. But so Bezos just got, well, he's been recently divorced, and she got a lot of it, yet he's still number one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they earned it, didn't they?
What happens to him now? I mean, they just keep going back and forth, richer, richest, whatever. And didn't their rocket flop or something? It tried to land itself and it didn't work.
But more importantly, who cares? What's next? Hopefully they get taxed to oblivion. Like, this is insane that these people have this much money. I think I saw today, like, America's billionaires, 665 billionaires, whatever, gained $1.3 trillion during the last year, during the pandemic. Wow. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, Amazon has been more popular than ever. I don't know why Musk is suddenly making a lot more money.
PayPal? I don't know. Yeah. How do you feel about the super wealthy, Jesus?
I don't like them one bit. I think they need to be spreading their money to the people who need it most.
And how about when they all have their corporate headquarters in the Cayman Islands?
Yeah, they need to move those back to where their businesses are based.
Yeah, we need to send you on location and flip some tables. Maybe we can send you to visit Jeff Bezos. And just shame him.
It's just so sad because these rich people can easily avoid the taxes, but the small businesses who really get screwed on taxes, they can't run off to another country or an island to avoid the taxes. So they can't get ahead.
Yeah. Anyway, let's move on to the next story.
Rapper Lil Uzi Vert, did I say that right?
It just sounds funny. Yep.
Debuted a gigantic 10-carat pink diamond in the middle of his forehead. A $24 million forehead diamond.
Wow. Wow.
Does he look like Vision?
He looks pretty stupid. It's basically not the thing. They're taking it a step further. They're, you know, they're not wearing the bling anymore. They're literally implanting it into their skin.
How did he do that?
They put like a, it's like a mechanism that it locks into place, first of all, on his skin.
Ouch.
And then when that's in place, they lock in the little 10-carat pink diamond. And it just basically it's surgical, but it's all like implanted in there so it can't move. So it's just in there until he wants it surgically removed.
Ouch.
I mean, he can shower with it. He can do whatever he wants with it. But there it is, $24 million on his forehead.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
For like a variety of reasons. So Lil Uzi Vert, watch out, man. You just put a price on your head. Literally. What extreme do you think the next celebrity will do?
Butthole diamond.
Butthole diamond.
Right
above
it.
Just take it out when you go. Oh, right above it.
Right above
just,
it.
Yeah. Just plug the hole with the diamond.
Just
take it out when you need to go.
That sounds like a movie. Butthole diamond.
Butthole diamond.
Blood diamond. Butthole.
It's just like blood diamond, but they're searching in somebody's butthole.
But and there's also blood. So
yeah, there's also blood.
Oh, gross.
And the cast of We Are Marshall.
So Tiger got in another car accident.
Right.
He was staying at a hotel, sped off.
Another? Wait, there was a...
He was in a car accident.
In 2007 or whenever that was, when he was getting away from his wife after she found out he was cheating, he drove into a tree in Florida.
And I think that time he
passed out drunk.
Right, yeah. This time, I mean, he flew off a cliff. He was in California and... No, seriously.
Yeah, he was staying at a hotel, and basically what witnesses are saying, he was annoyed because he was driving off in his SUV and another car was in his way, and he was agitated and impatient. So Tiger took off really fast and then rolled over and multiple times and multiple leg injuries.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
It's where the bone is sticking out. They said his bone was sticking out of his legs. So he's probably done.
Yeah.
Done what? Golfing?
Golfing. Yeah. I think he's done golfing.
Mm-hmm. But a seatbelt saved his life.
Yeah. And he was responsive on scene where he tried to stand up, but obviously he couldn't. And he was like, hey.
He's not the Tiger. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, hey, you know, call my manager to come get my stuff. And the police were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Why don't you just sit down there, kid? And so.
So not exactly the best driver.
No.
Right. Right.
He's not the Tiger Woods of driving.
Right. And it's okay. Interesting because just a couple days ago, you know, the Masters golf tournament is coming up in April.
What a racist name.
Yeah, right. They said to Tiger, they said, are you going to be involved in the Masters? And his comment was this, God willing.
Oh,
well, so... are you going to let him?
No.
Obviously. Oh.
I severely dislike golf.
It is okay. Slow and boring.
Enough to hurt people to get keep them from golfing.
Hey, don't pin this on me, okay? It's not my fault he's a shitty driver.
You Nancy Kerrigan, Tiger Woods.
Hey, I had nothing to do with this.
How about...
This is not an act of God. This is an act of Tiger.
How about mini golf? Do you like mini golf?
I love mini golf.
So fun. Yeah, who doesn't?
It's not classist and racist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not called the Masters.
As golf is.
Yeah, I saw doctors say he nearly died. This was a very, very serious injury.
Mm-hmm.
And
but death likes Tiger.
Death likes Tiger.
Death gave Tiger another chance. Death loves
golf. Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Big fan of watching the Masters.
Mm-hmm. We should have Death on the pod soon and see what she's up to.
And all day, of course, you know, they broke into this story about the vaccines to talk about Tiger for a couple of hours on MSNBC.
Mm. Wait, so people are still watching the news?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I haven't been doing much of that because, you know. Because
Trump is out.
Yeah, there isn't like a lunatic, you know, with access to nuclear weapons. The world couldn't be blown up at any possible second. So it's like feels like a good time to stop watching the news.
Yeah, that's fair. We all need a break from the news. It's rough.
Mm-hmm. I feel like taking a nap for like 1,000 years. Remember the time that I did that?
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
I kind of have been. But anyway, it's time for a new commandment. Thou shalt stop having gender reveal parties. What the fuck? You're going to get yourself killed. The Lord has spoken. Okay, I just pulled that out of my ass.
It made sense.
But, yeah, it congeals. Okay.
Will you stop saying the word congeals? You say it often. And why do you say it? That's not a word that usually comes up for most people.
Because I'm an idiot trying to pretend that I'm smart, so I use fancy words.
That's
that
not
I don't
a
fully,
fancy word.
So that I don't fully understand
it's got
them,
two
okay?
Two syllables.
It's, they're called malapropisms or something.
Well, that's another
big explanatory. Word. It's explanatory. Listen, just let me be. You want me to stop saying congeal? Fine. What other words are you going to censor?
None. Just
gels.
Gels is a good word. You could say it, that gels or it's cohesive. But when you say congealed.
I sound like an idiot.
No, it makes you want to throw up.
Why? What is it? What does it evoke, everybody? Congeals.
I guess Geels is kind of, the Geels is kind of weird. I don't
it
know why.
It provokes aspic. Have you ever seen or tasted
No, I don't like
aspic
that word.
Before?
I do not like that word, aspic.
Yeah, aspic is disgusting and it's congealed. Yeah. And
it's
that's
a congealed
what it reminds
word.
Me of. Yeah.
The main point is that I'm an idiot, okay? But I want people to think I'm smart. I'm perfect. I'm all-knowing. I'm all-powerful. But I'm also an idiot, but that's okay.
You're all of those things congealed.
Oh, oh God.
We're still recording, right?
Yes.
Yeah. That,
after credit scene.
This is gold, Moses, gold.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pair.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.